Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nynar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Canadian Mission is the ninth installment in Robin Burnage's Merryman Chronicles, a series that follows characters drawn into high-stakes intelligence work shaped by shifting alliances and personal loyalties. Set against a backdrop where operations rarely unfold as planned, this volume centers on a mission connected to Canada, using the setting not as scenery but as a practical theater for movement, cover, surveillance, and risk. Burnage's approach blends spy tradecraft, procedural tension, and the moral friction that comes from making decisions under pressure. As a later entry in a continuing saga, the novel builds on established relationships and accumulated history, while still aiming to deliver a self-contained arc driven by objectives, obstacles, and consequences. Readers can expect a focus on planning and execution, the constant need to verify information, and the way a single compromised detail can cascade into wider danger. The result is an espionage story that emphasizes both external suspense and the internal cost of mission life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mission planning under uncertainty, a defining thread in espionage fiction, is the gap between what operatives believe they know and what is actually true. The Canadian Mission highlights the reality that planning is never a fixed blueprint, but an evolving set of assumptions that must be updated as new signals emerge. Operations depend on accurate briefings, reliable contacts, and safe logistics, yet the narrative tension comes from how quickly those supports can degrade. A seemingly solid plan can collapse due to a minor error in timing, a sudden change in security posture, or an unanticipated human variable. The book's mission framing underscores how professionals manage uncertainty. They compartmentalize tasks, create fallback options, test routes and alibis, and keep decision-making flexible. That flexibility is not free because every contingency introduces complexity, and complexity increases the chance of oversight. In a series context, readers also see how accumulated experience shapes planning instincts, including when to push forward and when to abort. The topic emphasizes that the most dangerous moment often is not the gunfight, but the point when the team must choose which incomplete information to trust. Secondly, tradecraft, surveillance, and the logistics of staying invisible, espionage stories become convincing when they treat invisibility as a discipline rather than a superpower. In the Canadian Mission, the operational environment demands attention to the practical mechanics of tradecraft. That includes how people communicate securely, how they establish and verify identities, and how they avoid patterns that invite attention. The Canadian setting naturally raises the importance of movement across distances, the use of public spaces, and the interplay between routine civilian life and covert intent. Surveillance and counter-surveillance are not dramatic only when someone is being chased. They are dramatic when the team must decide whether a single suspicious vehicle, a repeated face, or an unexpected delay signals compromise. The narrative weight often falls on logistics, arranging meetings, managing documents, timing arrivals, and handling equipment without exposing purpose. Even small failures can create a trail that others can reconstruct. This topic also highlights the psychological strain of constant self-monitoring. Living undercover means continuously policing one's own behavior, speech, and habits. The book uses these operational details to build suspense, grounding danger in the everyday decisions that determine whether a mission remains invisible. Thirdly, alliances, informants, and the price of trust. In intelligence work, trust is both essential and dangerous. The Canadian Mission explores the fragile economy of alliances, where cooperation is rarely pure and often temporary. Contacts may provide information for money, ideology, fear, or revenge, and each motivation creates different risks. The story's tension is amplified by the need to assess credibility quickly, because delay can be fatal, yet premature belief can be equally catastrophic. Burnage's series framework allows relationships to carry history, meaning that trust is shaped by past successes, past betrayals, and personal loyalties that sometimes compete with professional judgment. This topic centers on the constant verification loop that defines clandestine life, cross-checking sources, separating signal from manipulation, and recognizing that even honest informants can be wrong. It also highlights how power works in covert contexts. Whoever controls access to information can steer decisions, and whoever controls access to resources can force compliance. The human cost is substantial, because every alliance requires compromise, and every compromise affects identity. The book uses these dynamics to show that the most threatening adversary is not always the obvious enemy, but the uncertainty about whose interests are being served at any moment. Fourthly, personal stakes and the emotional cost of operational life. High-stakes missions are not only about objectives, they are about what those objectives do to people. The Canadian Mission draws energy from the tension between duty and self-preservation, and between professional detachment and personal attachment. Operatives and their partners often live with sustained pressure. the need to stay alert, the need to conceal truth from ordinary relationships, and the need to absorb loss without the comfort of public recognition. In a long-running series, the emotional accumulation matters. Past missions leave residue, shaping how characters react to new threats, how quickly they escalate responses, and how much risk they are willing to accept. This topic examines the moral fatigue that can develop when every choice carries collateral consequences, and when a clean outcome is impossible. The book's mission structure allows readers to see how stress compresses time, narrowing attention to immediate survival while still demanding strategic thinking. It also highlights how competence can become a trap. Being good at the work makes it harder to walk away, and loyalty to a team can override personal safety. These emotional stakes deepen suspense because readers understand that success may still extract a lasting personal cost. Lastly, consequences, blowback, and the series arc, espionage narratives resonate when actions have consequences that extend beyond the final scene. The Canadian Mission, as Book 9 in the Merriman Chronicles, is positioned to emphasize continuity. Decisions made here can reshape relationships, alter operational standing, and create new vulnerabilities for future installments. This topic is about blowback, the delayed effect of covert actions returning in unexpected ways. A mission may succeed tactically while failing strategically, or it may appear contained while planting seeds for later retaliation. The book's placement in a series suggests an ongoing web of adversaries, institutions, and personal ties that do not reset after each operation. That continuing pressure encourages readers to think about intelligence work as a long game where each move reveals something and conceals something else. Consequences also apply internally. Credibility, morale, and trust within a team can be damaged by secrecy and hard choices. This perspective strengthens the narrative because it shifts suspense from a single plot twist to a sustained sense of risk. Readers are invited to consider not only whether the mission works, but what the mission changes, what it costs, and what new problems it inevitably creates. In conclusion, The Canadian Mission will appeal most to readers who enjoy modern espionage thrillers that balance operational detail with character-driven tension, especially those already following The Merriman Chronicles and looking for the next escalation in an ongoing narrative. It is also well-suited to anyone who prefers stories where danger grows from procedure, timing, and human error, rather than non-stop spectacle. The book can benefit a reader's life by sharpening appreciation for how complex decisions are made under uncertainty, how trust must be earned and verified, and how small choices can carry large downstream consequences. Even in fiction, those ideas translate into clearer thinking about risk, planning, and accountability. Compared to similar spy novels that rely heavily on gadgets or implausible heroics, this installment stands out through its emphasis on tradecraft, logistics, and the emotional weight of mission work. As a later entry in a series, it also offers the added value of cumulative stakes, relationships, and prior events matter, so success or failure feels earned rather than convenient. For readers invested in sustained character arcs within a realistic operational framework, it is worth buying as both a tense mission story and a meaningful continuation of a larger chronicle. If you would like to support Robin Burnage, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.